So things like that, you know, and iron beds, they would say that would be antique. A lot of people, you know, love to have those things around because they call that antique. But when it just get too old, I just say junk.
Okay, where would you put, what would you call a room? You want to check on that?
They don't want to.
Okay, where you put all this junk in, what would you call that room? If you had a room that you could do that to.
Well, if we always would have a little room that we, you know, we used to have. Well, one of the houses that I lived in, we had this little room, and they used to, long time ago, they used to have a little room off that they call a shed room or something like that, and they hide all of the little things in that, you know, that they didn't want nobody to see or something like that, and they would call that a shed room. That was long time ago. You don't see those on the mm-hmm. houses now.
Yeah.
You know, long time ago, houses had wooden windows. They didn't have glass windows like they had, and they had the wooden windows that you could pull them closed, you know, just reach out there and pull it shut.
Right.
But I was glad when they disposed of those.
Okay, what do you sweep with?
A broom.
All right. You may still do this, but especially long ago, women usually on Monday did their
washing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have any other name for it?
No. Unless they said doing the laundry or something like that. But most everybody always said doing the washing.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have things called, some used to call them scrub bowls and some say rub bowls. And my mother had one down there, it's a glass one.
Huh.
Before so many people start getting washing machines, they used something we call a wash pot. It was a big old black thing that we used to keep the water in,
mm-hmm.
and then they would boil the clothes.
Right.
Take them out of the pot, and then they would put them in a tub and rub them on that rub bowl, and then they would put them in another tub and rinse them maybe once or twice, and
mm-hmm.
then they would hang them. My mother used to even make her own soap that she washed her clothes with. Y'all stop now.
Hey, Grandma! Grandma!
The newest Polaroid camera, and they saw it develop, and that's what they were so enthusiastic about.
Oh, well, they gotta show that. I can understand that. When sometimes you do your laundry and the shirt's wrinkled, what would you do to it?
Iron.
Okay. If you had two stories to your house, what would you use to get from the bottom half to the top?
Stairs.
Okay. Do you have any other names that people use, especially like if you're in a library or something? And would you call it something else?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Would you call it the same thing if it were outside the house and it went up to the second floor?
Well, I never knew anything else but stairs.
Yeah.
That's all I ever knew.
Okay.
It might have been something else, but that's all I ever knew.
Okay. Now, you talked about having the thing in front of your front door, the porch.
Mm-hmm.
The kinds of where the rich people live, where they have white columns in front of their door, would you call that the same thing?
Well, I would, because I wouldn't know anything else.
I wouldn't either. Okay.
Well, I guess maybe I've heard. Now, what would you call a balcony? That's made similar to a porch. It's out from a house, and then people, like if it's up, up, and then you walk a balcony.
Mm-hmm.
That's some of the name. He hadn't called my name right then, but I know that's something similar to a porch.
Yeah. Well, if you think of something you forgot way back, you just interrupt and say it. If the door's open and you don't want it that way, what would you say?
Close the door. And sometimes that's not the only, that's what we might would say, shut the door.
Right, yeah. Okay. And in some houses, they're built of wood, and on the outside you have boards that are over each other, layered over each other. What would you call those?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That one, you got me.
Yeah.
You got me on that one.
Well, you might not have.
Oh, now you.